Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tump Plus. You know, if you're listening to this, there's a very good chance you already know what you're in for here. But just in case you don't, Tump Plus is where we take all the clips and segments that didn't fit into the regular show, and we stick them here for your amusement. And basically just to say we still gave you the chance to listen to them. So, that being said, we'll start off with this clip. It comes from the opening act of the original show, and it had me and Duggar talking about a game that we were both fairly excited about. But you know what? You don't need any more explanation. I'll just let you listen.
Which, speaking of drooling in anticipation, the one title that I know you and I and a great number of other people are just on the edge of our seats for the Wii is, of course, Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Indeed. Oh, yeah.
And
probably the title I've been waiting for, really.
Indeed.
And there's still not a set date for it, which really disappoints me.
I'm amazed, actually, at how tight-lipped Nintendo has been about this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I look at it, there are two possibilities. One, they just don't have anything to show right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, they're really building us up.
They're really building us up, and I think... I don't think they have anything to show us now because I think they're busy putting their spit shine on things.
Which is fine. And in all honesty, I really have faith in them because Melee came out beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo knows what it's doing with this game. And from what we've seen, it's just going to be absolutely magnificent.
As long as they give us a mammoth character list.
Yes, I agree. I would prefer, I mean, this is just me personally.
Mm.
I would prefer at least a doubled. And a doubled character list.
Uh-huh.
I think we had, what, 32 characters?
I think it was more like 24, but 24. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, I would like to see upwards of around 45 to 50 characters,
mm-hmm.
At least. Personally, I think it would be nice if they would give us about 60 characters or so. It'd be easy to do from Nintendo alone, but now they've got Konami as a third-party interest.
Right. Well, they've got Solid Snake in the mix
and,
now.
And you mentioned last night that Sega...
Sega is on very good terms with Nintendo right now. In fact, that's another thing. Sega just announced on or around April Fool's Day, but it has been confirmed that they're going to release another Knights game for the Wii, which looks interesting.
Now, I had not heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That amuses me. That wouldn't.
The only thing I played of Knights on the original Knights on the Saturn was a demo disc that a friend of mine had, and what I played of it was extremely good.
Knights was fun. I never beat the game, but I did get to play the full version at a friend of mine's back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun. So I'd be interested to see where they go with that on the Wii.
Really, anything I played on the Saturn was pretty good, and I'm sad to have seen it go.
And then,
but yes, back to Brawl. But now that Nintendo and Sega and Konami apparently are all on pretty good terms, or at least Mr. Kojima and Mr. Miyamoto are on pretty good terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of people speculating as to who, like, wild card characters we might see in the next Smash Brothers game.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, it's a huge roster, maybe. And really, the only person I'm really, really hoping for that hasn't already been confirmed is I wish Capcom would get into this mix.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish they would stick a couple of Mega Man characters in there.
That would definitely make my day. outside of Mega Man and Proto Man themselves,
mm-hmm.
I personally would like to see Cutman. Let's see.
Scissorhead guy, yeah.
Cutman would be great. Iceman would be great. Elecman would be great.
There are hundreds of Mega Man characters they could put in there.
Well, I know, but I mean from the original games, Gutsman I think would translate real well because he'd be a perfect answer to Donkey Kong and Bowser.
Oh yeah, Gutsman would be pretty cool. Yeah.
So I could definitely handle Gutsman
because
I like Donkey Kong as it is, and Gutsman is Gutsman.
Offhand, did you play Powered Up for the PSP?
Yeah, I played it. I don't own it. I wish I did. It was actually a really good game.
Did you go through Bomb Man stage?
I did, but
did they call him a different name in that game? I forget.
Not that I recall.
Okay.
Bomb Man is Bomb Man.
Well, because I know in the EXE series now they're calling him Blaster Man, I think, which is really stupid.
Oh, I don't keep up with that. No, if I remember correctly, Power Up didn't really change a whole lot. It just gave it the hokey kind of graphics, and there was a mode on it that sort of gave it enough. Because
ratchet down the difficulty a bit, I'm sure.
Not much.
Because the original Mega Man is...
Yeah, they did, but not a whole lot. Because you had one mode where it was Mega Man pretty much as it was,
right.
Only with the hokey graphics.
Right.
And then there was another version where it was hard.
Right, okay.
But and with updated graphics, and the bosses were harder, and they had expanded patterns and moves lists and such.
I see. For those of you curious about that segue music, yes, that's going to be the theme from Smash Brothers Brawl, and yes, that was composed by Nobuo Uematsu, who is behind all the Final Fantasy music, of course. Now, moving on, this other segment, we thought, well, I thought, anyway, that this was kind of a throwaway segment that, I just didn't feel committed to this whole thing, but I'll give it to you anyway. It's about a game that I just recently had an experience with, and I figured... I have a podcast. I'll share my thoughts with the people. Here you go.
All right. Welcome back. And getting into the show itself, a couple of issues we wanted to talk about. First was a release that was announced. When was it? When was it announced? A couple of days ago.
Oh, what?
About the new Phoenix Wright.
The new Phoenix Wright was a day or two ago.
And I'm going to have to give you the floor on this one because I never played the first Phoenix Wright. I thought it looked rather absurd, personally.
I thought it looked absurd, but it was very Nintendo, I thought. It was something that I expected to see on a Nintendo console, particularly the DS, because it's been a home for all sort of weird and wacky games. But Phoenix Wright is a series where you play a defense attorney named Phoenix Wright, which is a really weird name, and you investigate crime scenes and you defend clients in a courtroom, and it's really weird. It's not so much a game as it is an interactive novel, I would say. Because there isn't a whole lot of, action to be had, really. The investigations, you have to do investigations before every case, and it gets rather tedious, at least to me. And it just got so tedious and involved after a while that I stopped playing. I got through the first two or three cases in the second game, and I was just swamped, and I was like, this is too much work, I can't do this. So I just sort of gave up on it and traded it in for something nicer. But it brings up, there are a lot of people who love the Phoenix Wright series, a lot of diehard fans. It's known as Gyukaten Saiban, and I know I butchered that or something like that, in Japan. And apparently... they've confirmed another release for the DS coming soon, which I guess is good. I'm not gonna play it because now that I know it doesn't really work for me, whatever. But yeah, Phoenix Wright was interesting. It's an interesting idea in and of itself, but it's too the solutions to the cases are very. Very one-dimensional. There's only one way you can solve a case when you go into trial. You question witnesses on the stand, you press them for more information, or you ask them to change their testimony, or You present evidence that contradicts their testimony, but it's you have to do it in a certain way. It's almost like Japanese dating sims or something, where you have multiple choices and you pick the wrong one and you're gone. That's it. And you have to figure out the right answers, basically. It's very much like that. It's a lot of trial and error, and it's very tedious and just uninteresting after a little while.
Well, I can't really say that it was going to be for me. I figured that at the get-go,
It
wasn't my kind of game.
Well, I picked up some more non-traditional stuff for the DS, like Trauma Center, and I loved Trauma Center.
Oh, I know.
I loved the heck out of Trauma Center.
And you got the Wii release.
I did, and I loved that too. It was a very good translation of the game. But it was, unfortunately, basically just a remake, which I hope sometime in the future there's a sequel, because that's an excellent franchise that needs to be extended, more so than, your Hannah Montanas and your That's So Ravens and your Barbies and...
We're losing trust on the friendship meter.
From Barbie Horse Adventure. But yes, so Phoenix Wright was an interesting experience, and if you have a DS and you've got 30 extra bucks on you, I would say go ahead and pick it up. I mean, it's something you need to try before you really know whether it's for you or not, I think. Because the first few cases, I really did enjoy myself, because actually on the first case there was no investigation at all, so I was just right into the trial, and on the second case it was, it was interesting enough, but by the time the third case rolled around, I was just kind of losing my patience. And when I lose my patience, I just, turn it off.
Indeed. Indeed.
I'd never hit a critter. No, it's not my style. So I drive real slow everywhere I could go, each and every mile. Because I love all creatures, from a dog to a toad. Hey, look up ahead, forget what I said, there's a lawyer in the road. I drive real careful, I've never heard a fly.
Finally, this last segment is actually not my work. It's actually the work of one Jeffrey Bridges, who is the head guy over at Pendant Productions. They do audio plays, and a few listeners may know this, but I actually do voice acting for some amateur productions, and Pendant happens to be one of the places I do that. I've done the voice of Q from their James Bond play, and I've done the voice of, and still do, the voice of the Joker in their Batman audio play, and well, here's what that interview sounded like.
Panama City, Florida, home of L. Adam Bell, who you know as Q in James Bond to the End, and the Joker in Batman, the Ace of Detectives. Welcome to TWIP, good sir.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Actually, can I call you Jeff?
You can, but I might punch you. But Jeffrey will get you candied yams?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the veggies, so I guess I'll have to risk the punching. Jeff it is.
Ah! I warned you, punk.
You pack a mean wallop, sir. Is this how you treat your actors? Physical abuse?
I think it's obvious that I do.
I suppose we can be a handful to keep in line.
2.5 years on one show, and that doesn't happen with daisies and rainbows, fella.
No, I suppose not.
So, tell us how you found Pendant. Yeah, and don't be lying or the punches be flying.
Well, I found Pendant first when a good gentleman named Jeffrey Bridges, you may have heard of him, posted in an audition thread on the bulletin board at the Voice Acting Alliance, and when I saw there were auditions for Q available for the James Bond To the End production, I sort of jumped on the train, and that's about it. Not really a thrilling story, I guess.
Nonsense! That good gentleman sounds like a wonderful person.
Oh, he is, but my point was that the experience overall wasn't really astounding or anything. I just sat down, I recorded my best take on the Q voice, tried to do something of a mashup between the John Cleese version and the Desmond Llewellyn, classic Q, And somehow this charitable, generous young man, Jeff Bridges, saw fit to give me the part. So that was basically how my run at Pendant began, and when I say a run, I've really only played two roles in my time there, though.
Oh, don't be so modest. I love your Q. Much like Bond, he's distinct from the others, and sort of our own version of the character, which was exactly what I wanted. And what's up with the only two roles thing? Where are your auditions, Mr. Three Names Pants?
Well, I have to say, I have been cutting back on the voice acting quite a bit since about a year ago, if for no other reason than school edging its way into my time. I mean, honestly, what am I ever going to do with a bachelor's degree? And you can call me Adam if you prefer not to have to stretch your lips all the way over those three names.
Let's not talk about me stretching my lips anywhere that you're concerned, okay? Okay.
Fair enough.
Because that'd just make Tom and Jerry and Seth jealous, and we don't need any of that. Oy, with the angry letters they send me.
I'm sure you're swamped with them. But actually, this is the first time I've ever gotten to talk to you directly for any length of time, Jeff. So I was rather looking forward to doing this interview.
Ooh, I have another admirer? You can admit it. I don't mind.
No, but seriously, what you've got going with a little help as far as Pendant goes is it's a very nicely organized setup, and it's a bevy of talented people, both on the talent and production side of things. And even though I never really get to meet any of you all, I consider it a great joy to work with you and to hear myself and my little lines fleshed out amongst these stories all of us get to put together.
It is really something spectacular, isn't it? Never in my wildest dreams, and they get pretty wild, let me tell you. Never in my wildest dreams that I think Pendant would become what it has. It's just huge now.
You know, it really is, and that's certainly something to be respected.
I'd better start respecting myself, then. That punk me, never respecting me.
Oh, I think it's harder to respect yourself sometimes than it is others, because you know all of your failings so well. Not that I'm implying that you have any failings, Jeff.
Oh my goodness me, and there are so many. Oh, and by the way...
That could almost be considered rude, sir.
You asked for it. You know I only hit you because I love the way you don't say Jeffrey.
Bah. You know what? Fine. Bring on the yams. Jeffrey, 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 Jeffrey.
Enjoy.
Blech. Well, I did ask for it. You better watch yourself, or else I'll start making up nicknames for you to dodge all the punching and yams. How'd you like to be J-Dog for the rest of the interview?
You know, that's already taken. Someone else calls me that. Sorry.
Aw, I'm crushed.
Just like the yams.
Right.
Now tell me, Mr. Yamface, about playing the Joker.
Oh, where to begin with that? I mean...
At the start?
Well, yeah, thank you, smartass. Well, there are so many facets of this role and this character that intrigue me. I guess before I say anything else, I should give Certain and Pete the props they deserve for the amazing writing behind the Joker. God knows I'm nowhere near as witty as they make him in the production.
Yeah, they really do an excellent job. No matter what's going on, you can count on his lines to crack you up.
Oh, very much so. The dialogue that Pete and Certain craft for Joker is so fluid and so bouncy and off the wall that even when he's not making a joke, he's being funny, which is, of course, the essence of the character.
Yeah, and you give him this kind of edge, where even if a line is comical, you can almost hear the homicidal urges eking through his voice.
Well, I do try. It's sort of my job.
Sorta.
Seriously, though. Joker has always had a very unique voice, a very unique personality, and eternally interesting story to follow him. I'm just glad to be able to lend my humble pipes to his persona, if even for a bit.
Spoken like a true fan of the character, which I believe is probably why your portrayal of him rocks down to the very core of the earth. There's no faking a love of character, and it really helps.
Oh, it really does, I guess. I mean, he's a character I respect deeply. If someone can love being a villain that much, who am I to judge, you know? When I went into this role, I sort of formulated the voice little by little, and it came out sounding... Well, the way I describe it is that it sounds sort of like an evil version of Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy? Really? I personally hear a lot of Mark Hamill in there.
Well, that was the framework, obviously, but I could never quite wrap my voice all the way around Hamill's interpretation. That was my goal starting out, but Hamill's version was just so good that it's scary. He did the voice of the Joker for over 10 years, and he gave the voice this the deep dichotomy that you need of both clown and killer that the character really required without hamming it up too badly.
And when I say Jiminy Glick, I mean the voice sort of always starts off high, then is quickly dragged down to the depth until he finishes his sentence. It's almost as if Joker knows what he's going to say before he says it. It's funny because it's true.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see that. And of course he does. You know he gets advanced copies of the script.
Well, I suppose he does, yes. I would not want to have to be the messenger who ran those to him.
Actually, we dropped them into his dressing room via fishing line from the rafters above.
Ah.
Yeah, we lost too many messengers doing it the other way.
Yeah, I was wondering why pendant messengers' pay was so high. I get next to nothing as it is. I left you speechless, haven't I? No, I lied. I do get paid nothing.
I can't talk about it.
Joker might kill me.
Ah, yes. Or perhaps a fate worse than death by Joker Venom. An IRS audit.
Hello? It's for you, Yamface. Joker wants you to deliver the next script.
Yes, Mr. Joker, sir?
You heard him, Yamface. Ooh, that's good. I'll have to use that from now on. Yamface, 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 Yamface.
Joy and rapture.
It's not easy having him on the payroll, but... it's worth it.
Easy for you to say, Jeffro.
That one's already taken, too. You are late to the Give Me a Nickname bandwagon.
Jeffy McJefferton.
The first part's been taken, but the second will work.
Woo!
So voice acting more a hobby than a career for you, then?
Yeah, for the most part. I think I used to fantasize about voice work when I was younger, but now it's just something I do on the side for fun, and to be honest, for recognition to some degree. I don't see myself doing voice work professionally, mainly because I don't think my voice is varied enough from role to role. I mean, obviously, when you go from doing Q from James Bond to the Joker, you're going to have to disguise it well enough to make the two distinct, but when it comes to more normal-sounding voices, I think I come up a little short.
I am of the same opinion about myself, and yet people, these people, they tell me no. And if I'm not, you can't be.
I suppose I really can't be any worse than you, McJefferton.
No, no. No one could. On that note, thanks for being here, Yamface. Keep it... yammy?
Sure thing, I guess. Want a marshmallow?
No. Not a fan.
Oh, Yamface!
Oh, lovely. Will you excuse me?
Of course.
We're gonna have us a ball, Yamface. It's Adam. My name's Adam.
Good luck. Don't touch the electrodes.
I'll go, but let me just make one thing clear. I don't send in the clowns. I don't send in the clowns. I don't send in those clowns. They always bring me down. And so my mother dragged me.
Well, now that you've heard me ramble on about Smash Brothers and Phoenix Wright and get shocked by an electrode, you're probably ready for me to get out of your hair, and I'm all too ready to oblige you. So, as always, I will say, if you have any feedback on the show, please, please send an email to ladambell@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with the audio line, which is area code 206-984-2289, and leave us a voicemail there, and we would love to put it on the show. Big thanks to Jeff and the entire Pendant group for putting together that interview also. I had a lot of fun, and I hopes to still have a lot more fun in the continuing months and years to come with my role as the Joker. So, I guess that's it for this week, but,
until next time, you little geeks and geekettes out there, ta-ta!
It's time for us to go now.